This week, the ultimate binge-watching event launches. Welcome to Skywatch TV, a special web exclusive. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me on the panel to tell you about this, a group of presenters that you'll see during this special virtual conference. First of all, an author and the director of a forthcoming film you are going to want to see, a documentary that exposes a very disturbing subject, the film called Silent Cry. We welcome Josh Peck to the panel. Josh,
hey, Derek, welcome. How are you doing?
Skywatch TV CEO and the best-selling author of Time Bomb and most recently Unlocking Eden with Daniel Belt, Joe Artis Horn. Joe,
Derek, thank
welcome.
You.
And the best-selling author and CEO of Skywatch TV, his most recent book, co-authored with Terry James, Antichrist and the Final Solution, those programs airing now on the Skywatch TV national broadcast, Tom Horn. Tom,
good to
welcome.
Be here.
This week, the Defender Conference Stand 2020 goes live, in a manner of speaking. I calculated it out, 45 presentations, 34 hours of video content. That, I mean, you talk binge watching. If you're stuck at home anyway due to the coronavirus, 34 hours of video content from the likes of Joel Richardson, Steve Quayle, Dr. Michael Heiser, 4 presentations from Mike, because all of last year's presentations are part of this deal. Mm-hmm. This is really going to be quite an event.
Yeah, I mean, it really honestly is. We could have never brought together 45 people, you know, to the hotel in
Chateau.
Branson, the Chateau where we were going to host this. And, of course, you know, if you've been on a different planet and don't know that coronavirus changed everybody's plans, we had originally sold out in 1 week our conference. We had thousands of people that were scheduled to be at the Branson Hotel. And, of course, COVID changed everything for you and us, too. And so now we're having a virtual conference. You know, one thing I really like about the way we're doing this is instead of logging on and then having to wait for each presenter in order to be able to view their streaming, which kind of locks you to your chair, right, to watch it, at least if you're going to watch it live. These are all on demand. So you've got 45 right. presentations. How many hours did you say?
34 hours.
34 hours.
Right.
And you can just go through, pick and choose, watch them as many times as you want. That'll be streaming
right.
For 2 months, three months.
Yeah, 90 days. Yeah.
90 days. So, yeah, I mean, it's a first of its kind. It's on Vimeo. And, Derek, we've got a few emails this week from people saying, hey, I signed up. Now, how do I actually go about streaming, if you want to tell people how they can do that?
Yeah, we put a page at the website for the conference, defenderconference.com. Vimeo is the company that hosts our video content. We've got a contract with them. It's because we don't, you know, as a small ministry, we don't have the server capacity. We don't have our own in-house servers, so we depend on them to do it. But they've got a very robust system. If you watch Skywatch TV on Roku or Apple TV, you're basically pulling those videos from Vimeo as it is, and they've been very robust, very reliable. When you sign up, you will need to establish an account with Vimeo, but that will then allow you to access it either on a tablet, on your laptop, on your desktop computer. But if you've got Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, there are Vimeo apps available for those, which are free. And then through your computer, then you basically connect your TV, the app on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, to your account. And then when the videos are released Thursday at 2 p.m. Central Time, that's UTC-5 if you're somewhere else on planet Earth, all of those will then go into your watch later category on your Vimeo app. So then you can watch it on your TV instead of having to sit and watch on a tablet. They will all be there. Again, you can scroll through, pick the ones you want, and watch them on your schedule. All of that is explained at defenderconference.com. When you look in the top menu bar at the website, there's how to watch on TV. And Vimeo has a 90-second video that explains all of this. There's also a link then to help page so that if you have more questions, you can get more information. But it's not as complicated as it sounds. Once you've done it once, if you've done it with Vimeo or with other channels on Roku, if you logged your, the YouTube has an app for Roku and Apple TV. And so if you've done that, Vimeo, it's essentially the same process, but getting it to your TV is not that complicated. Of course, the easy way to do it, if you really are not wanting to go through that whole process, HDMI cable. Most modern laptops have HDMI outputs. plug that into your laptop, and it sends everything, audio and video, right to your television set, just like you plugging in a DVD player. So essentially, those are the two main ways of doing it.
Right. So there's a link on the DefenderConference.com website up in the right-hand corner.
Right.
If they want to rehearse everything that you just said or most of what you just said, this will explain to them how to log into Vimeo.
Exactly.
And be able to play those videos. Now, originally, we were going to have a really special thing. It was a top secret thing. But Joe Horn and BFG, Broken for Good, they were going to perform live music. Right. And we even had a big video thing that was going to be played out.
Right.
If you saw... Johnny was
a criminal.
Mm-hmm. We actually had the guy that played Johnny in the video.
Bruce
he was going.
Spielman.
He was going to ride in on the stage on his Harley, right?
Sunday morning. Yeah,
that would have been awesome.
We were going to do it live, and then he was going to say, "I am Johnny, and so are you." And he was going to talk about redemption.
Right.
So that would have been very cool. Well, we couldn't do that, obviously, and we don't have the motorcycle on the streaming, but Joe does open the conference, if you watch it in that order. He does open the conference with a live worship service with your daughter.
It was really historical.
Yeah.
It was really precious, too. A year ago, a man named Mark Runyon, who I did not know at all, came to me at the 2019 conference, and he said, "Joe, I got a word for you." And, you know, we get a lot of those in ministry, uh-huh. and so I always try to take them, you know, on face value, that people mean well and whatnot, and some of them come to pass. But he comes to me and he says, "You're going to play worship next year at the conference with your daughter." And I kind of tucked that into the back of my mind. But then when COVID hit, because I didn't know, she was just barely learning to play piano a year ago, like barely learning, first time lessons and stuff. And I tucked it in the back of my mind. And when COVID hit and it changed everybody's plans, I just kind of forgot that he had shared that with me. And he was really sincere about it. I just kind of slipped into the back corridors of my mind. And then I had kind of forgotten that he said that. And then at the last minute, knowing that we're not going to be able to do the big BFG thing, we were going to do Sunday morning like a big worship concert type event, a big worship service type event, and then have Bruce come out with his Harley and then preach on redemption. In the back of my mind, a lot of that just kind of slipped into, you know, the shadows. And then a few weeks before the conference this year, really grappling, I had two ideas for my presentation outline coming down to the wire, still helping produce other programs for the networks and stuff. And I kept praying, "Lord," and I would go back and forth. I had two premises, and neither one resonated with me. Both of them felt like my grandfather used to say, some people stand up because they've got something to say, and then some people stand up because they have to say something. And I was starting to feel like that guy, you know, like this is our conference. I want to participate, Lord. What would you have me share? And I think he kind of allowed me to experience a bit of a mental block. Allie Anderson comes to me and she says, my older sister, Allie Anderson, she comes to me and she says, "Why don't you do, you know, something as close to your original vision for this conference with praise and worship? Just really set the atmosphere of spirit, praise, worship, gratitude. Why don't you do it virtually?" And my first response was, "We don't have the gear. We don't have what we need. We're a TV studio. We don't have what we need." And about a half second later, I thought, maybe if my brother-in-law James brings over some of the band gear, we can do this convoluted thing and work together. Well, so he shows up. Anyways, while it was quasi last minute, it was actually the original vision for the conference that we kicked the whole thing off, the spirit of worship and praise and gratitude. So it started coming together just a couple of weeks ago. And at the very last minute, my wife hears my daughter playing piano and she says, "Why don't you have your daughter Kate play with you? Why don't you have Kate play with you?" And we sat down totally impromptu with my acoustic and her piano at home. And I got to tell you, I really felt like the Holy Spirit kind of entered the room and mm-hmm. confirmed this is what you need to do for the conference. And it was after that that this, my wife, she goes, "You know what this reminds me of?" I said, "What's that?" And she goes, "That guy at the conference that he said last year, he said something about your daughter's going to play." And I had totally, this had totally escaped me. It was in this moment of like realization, that's right, he did. So it was cool because none of that was in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
To make the decision, it came back after the fact. So I actually called him. After we filmed the presentation,
cool.
That we opened the conference with, we put text up on the screen. We want you to worship from home with us. If there's songs you're not familiar with, you'll be able to sing right along. I really felt like the Lord really helped us push that over the finish line at the last minute for His glory.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, while you were recording here in this studio, I was on the other side of the wall behind us working on editing a Sci Friday episode, and I was just frustrated as I could be because I heard you and Donna singing. And it's a song that I've sung with gospel quartets. And, like, I so wanted to come in and add the high part, but...
I thought you were going to say we were keeping you from work.
No, well, you were, but in a good way. So, no, you will be blessed. It's really, really extraordinarily well done. So, no, being able to perform with your daughter, a sense of what that
was very cool. What about your presentation, Josh? Actually made two.
Yeah, I have two presentations. And so for the past few years, I've been in full-time ministry. I've toured all around the country doing presentations countless times. I've lost count at this point. And I can honestly say these two presentations are the most important that I've ever done in my whole life. And it has nothing to do with me. It's because who they're for. It's for our children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for those people who will be watching Skywatch TV in the next few weeks or so when these episodes come out. We just recorded 4 episodes on my new movie, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. And that movie deals with child sex trafficking, but not purely in a statistics way. We do get into that. But the darker side, which is all the occult underpinnings to this whole thing that doesn't really get talked about a whole lot. So my two presentations are based on that. The first one really does deal with a lot of the content of the movie and then adds in some extra things that weren't included just for sake of time. So by the time the conference airs, the movie, I don't believe, will be out. So this will be your first sneak peek to actually get to see some of the things that are in the movie. The second one is about the normalization of pedophilia in our society and this massive push towards sexualizing our children. And in that one, I really get into specific examples, what parents can look out for, the specific dangers all of our children are in now because of this society that we're living in. So it really deals with that. That's why it had to be broken up into two presentations, because there just wasn't enough time to pack it into one. So those are the two things that I'll be talking about this year.
Yeah, now, I didn't break mine into two, but I should have, right?
Well, I was actually going to brag on you a little bit because, with my presentations, I actually like that we're doing a virtual conference because it gives us the opportunity in the editing in post-video to actually put in, articles.
Exactly.
We wouldn't be able to do that live with slides. Mm-hmm. Yeah, B-roll videos.
I saw a little taste, Josh, of what you were cutting with Tom's presentation, and I didn't even know that going to those lengths.
It's like a little mini documentary.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It really is.
I was blessed to be, and I'll brag on you a little bit, but I was blessed to be the first to actually see your presentation live because I filmed it. What we were able to do, this being a virtual conference, what we did with your presentation, Tom, it is like its own documentary.
It really is.
So it's got B-roll and music and articles that we cut.
And also, for the first time, I'm able to answer. Now, it's the first time because I didn't know this till God told me this not long ago. But I'm able to answer the question, why, which is... I was on the largest Christian television network, I think, in the world recently. But when we were in the green room, the host asked me a question. They said, why do you think God allowed you to see the resignation of Pope Benedict and what would be happening at the Vatican at the time of the prophecy of the popes, all of that? But then the Wormwood prophecy.
Yeah.
I've had that question asked several times. What do these two things have to do with each other? You know, the resignation of Pope Benedict, the Wormwood prophecy. What do those got to do with each other? And my answer's been, I don't have any idea, right? It's like these are just pieces of a larger puzzle, and I can't quite put the picture together again yet. Well, in this presentation, I put it together.
Yeah,
and it's actually amazing the way in which these two, what appear to be just entirely separate events, how they're actually tied to the future.
It's phenomenal. And, I even told you after we were done filming, I said, Tom, I've been following your work before you even knew me, before you knew I existed. This is your most important
presentation I've ever seen
from you. And I think people are really going to be blessed by it. It's more than just something that's interesting. It's a revelation, I believe, straight from God to people who he's going to have view it through this presentation. So you at home, you're going to be really blessed by checking this out.
And then, of course, Derek, I mean, I know what your next book is all about, and I saw the title to your presentation, so I think it's maybe a playoff of some of that information.
Well,
as you know, This is like my favorite field of research right now. It is so eye-opening, and I've said this over and over, between you and Mike Heiser, you can't understand a great deal of the Bible, both Old and New Testament, until you understand this paradigm. And then once you do, the light comes on and you understand Scripture so much deeper in ways that, you know, until that moment, right, or just, I don't know, they're absent from our knowledge.
Well, and it's good that we've got Mike Heiser back this year. He's got a new presentation on the Book of Enoch, and then his presentations from last year, especially his presentation on graduating from Strong's, which is really critical to helping you dig deeper into the Word. But it's his Divine Counsel paradigm that really has informed the research that Sharon and I have been doing for the last 5 years. And so, yeah, the title of our forthcoming book is the title of my presentation, but we got those reversed. I had the presentation titled, then we realized, hey, wait a minute, this is what the book's about. And oddly enough, this was inspired by a news item. You know, our cancel culture and wokeism has infected even the Dungeons and Dragons crowd. Now, we don't encourage playing Dungeons and Dragons because it glorifies the use of occultism and witchcraft and sorcery to win the game, but those who are playing the game are upset because of the depiction of the orcs. Now, the orcs, of course, are based on J.R.R. Tolkien's, his Lord of the Rings novels. The orcs were the twisted elves. They've been tortured and turned. Essentially, they're the equivalent of demons in Tolkien's world. But to the minds of the Dungeons & Dragons world, well, they're bad because their skin color is different. Oh. They're bad because they don't look like us. They're being othered, and so we need to change their depiction. Like, okay, they're missing the plot.
Right.
They've not read Tolkien. They don't get it. But
well, you do understand, though, that Woked-19 is a far more dangerous virus.
Yes.
Right? there's no cure for it.
That's true. But it struck me that while they're taking this fictional world seriously and demanding changes in the fictional world, we in the Christian church, according to surveys by the Barna Group, are worse because the Bible is far more like Tolkien than we realize. The giants are real. The gods are real.
Right.
The dragons are real.
Right.
And here's the thing. In the Bible, the dragons have 7 heads, so that's like Smaug times 7. And yet we treat them as though they're fiction.
Right.
So that was the inspiration for the presentation.
Well,
and I realized that Sharon and I had written about that and how it applies to end times prophecy
and
for
then
the forthcoming book.
And then this will be a little bit kind of a teaser of programs we have coming on the network later this year, which is going to be on your book when it's finally published and comes out. Now, speaking of books, we're publishing Pat Boone's new book, If, and that was the basis of his presentation that'll start playing this week. And, of course, you know, Pat Boone, like I think you said in the advertisement, if you Google his name, you come up with literally millions, right? He to this day, still very active in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've ever watched the old classic movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth, well,
yes.
That young guy that's going down under the surface of the earth, that's Pat Boone.
With James Mason, of all people, a legendary actor.
I know, right?
What a career he's had, and just still writing music to this day. In fact, he just released a music video not long ago that was performed by a wonderful young woman vocalist on you know, Why Can't We All
Just Get Along?
Get Along.
Right. Yeah, as a black singer,
right.
A female. Steve Quayle presents The Vatican and Our Alien Savior.
Now, I was involved in the recording of that, and I will tell you that it will blow your mind. He's got information from a source who must remain unnamed, who has revealed what appears to be a plan that looks kind of like this World Economic Forum Great Reset, something that will they intend to fundamentally reshuffle global society and lead toward a one-world government.
Of course, Sharon Gilbert, My God and My Fortress, a study of Psalm 91.
Yeah, there are entities mentioned in Psalm 91 that we don't think of. We think, you know, it's speaking metaphorically, God will protect you from the terror by night. Well, yeah, but in the Hebrew, that's pachad, which was a known demonic entity in the ancient world. God is literally defending us against these principalities and powers and cosmic rulers over this present darkness.
But again, this is like the best research on earth right now. Carl Gallups is presenting Rabbi Zev Porat, Carl Tykrib, Game of Gods, right?
Yep.
So he picks up on the whole transhumanist theme, and Carl's been one of the leading researchers in this area for a while, had opportunity to speak at like some of the United Nations events and stuff, and so... Yeah,
he sees the big picture. This is all about bringing us into a one-world religion. While we think that we're entering, you know, Richard Dawkins has to be just, you know, the most frustrated man on earth. He thought he was ushering in a new age of atheistic reason, and suddenly we're actually returning to a neo-paganism. Mm. And that's what Carl Tykrib's research is showing, that these globalists are not atheists. They're just pagans. And the pagans are basically taking back the planet from Christians.
And I wanted to publish that book so bad. I teased him and told him, okay, you got out of the will of God there. But Gary Stearman talking about the last Trump, right? Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. Joel Richardson, Return of the Cloud Rider. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to see that yet, and I'm intrigued by it.
That is a reference to... A description of God in the Old Testament. I believe it's in Isaiah, but that in turn is a reference to how Baal was described in the Baal cycle. He's the rider on the clouds. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Bible is not copying Baal, as some skeptics would believe. What the prophet was doing was saying, no. You pagans, you got it wrong. The real cloud rider is Yahweh.
Right, yeah. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, of course, talking about Collision Course and the programs that are playing on TV right now. In a week from now, he'll start talking about some of those details, but his presentation was different. Dr. Michael Lake on the Kingdom Priesthood, and Donna Howell. Now, I'm telling you, so this is a lot like the best research from a Derek Gilbert and a Mike Kaiser. She goes into the feasts, the seven major feasts, but she talks about how the first part of them were fulfilled in the first advent of Christ. The second part will be fulfilled in the second advent of Christ. And we're going to be in this towards the end of this year when we're talking about the book, The Messenger, and what that means and how it ties all of these prophetic feasts together in ways that are just, I use the word extraordinary a bit too often, but these are extraordinary. Of course, Drew Graffia becoming the warrior priest, right? And hopefully we'll have him back on TV again soon talking about that. Allie Anderson Henson, she too worked with Don on this research, the fall feasts, the rapture, the hope amidst 2020. Shelley Neese is back on the Copper Scroll project, right? And then, of course, our friend Randy Conway.
We love Randy Conway.
The poet,
he's so good.
Right?
Yeah. Man, he's a talent.
Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, as well as Dr. Matthew Sams, Dr. Joshua Vance. These are some of the guys that worked with you in the first book, Time Bomb, but also this second time around in Unlocking Eden. And who have played really a central role. I mean, if you suffer the kind of things that Joe went through, these men helped you in amazing ways and continue to.
And then, of course, our very own Daniel Belt, product development manager for Eden's Essentials. He's overseeing the quality and the craftiness that goes into all of the supplements that we offer so that people can continue, you know, chiseling away at autoimmune disease to reclaim their health, digestive disorders, things like this. Well, he's got an off-the-chain presentation on a total mindset shift that can be imperative to one's healing journey. So you really don't want to miss it. He's phenomenal. So the people that followed the conference this year that were looking forward to being there knew that we were planning to have a health fiasco probably Saturday, a full day of clinics and presentations by health experts. And I wanted to tell you, we got some new presentations this year from like Dr. Matthew Sams that are phenomenal. He's got a presentation. Could your liver be the culprit? And talking about how many people misread these other things. They blame autoimmune disease, things like that. But it's liver function and how to bolster that. And then we got an incredible, straight-up sermon from Mark Scribner of Healing Arts Center at Branson. The title is, Do You Want to Be Well? And it's just front-loaded. He's very articulate. He uses a lot of scripture. But he really drills down the whole idea that some come up with their own psychological limitations, which actually create stumbling blocks for their own healing journey and can't recognize how they've done this. So it's just you got to see the presentation. But the folks at Healing Arts Center really know their business. A lot of the clients that they deal with, a lot of the patients that they're serving are treating Healing Arts as kind of the last stop. These are the ones that, traditional doctors have spoken over and said, you know, you have X number of months to live, or your journey ends now. And God is doing some amazing things through the people at Healing Arts, what they do, their attitude, their presentation, their natural approach to healing. And they've got an incredible number of patients there who are still with us, who are continuing to improve after basically death certificates were passed out. Mm-hmm. And it's by the grace of God. But these guys really, really, really know God's medicine.
Yeah, so this is just something people are not going to want to miss. It's a full meal deal, from theology to health-related issues to social and cultural stuff. Yeah. The best film that Skywatch Television has ever been part of is the upcoming Silent Cry. And I mean that in every way.
From the
editing to the content.
Right.
I mean, everything about it. Everybody that has seen it has said that it's literally incomparable to anything else we've ever been involved with. So all excited about that. So they're going to get a tease about that from your presentations.
Yeah.
But then, of course, they'll be able to watch the reports on that free mm-hmm. on our network television broadcast coming in September.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all of that.
So everything from, again, theology, prophecy, social issues, and mm-hmm. which, again, is where the rubber meets the road here, as we wrestle not against flesh and blood, mm-hmm. but against the principalities and powers. That's why the Defender Conference is vital, and we hope you take advantage of it. Two full conferences, essentially, for the price of one. All of the presentations from 2019, as well as all of the new presentations for this year, including some brand-new, mind-blowing content from Josh Peck, Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, and others. You'll find all the information, the presentation titles, the speakers, and the bios at defenderconference.com, as well as instructions on how to get this video content onto your big screen, onto your TV set. All of that in the menu bar there at defenderconference.com. It all goes live Thursday. That's August 27th, 2 p.m. Central Time. Everyone available, every conference presentation available at once to binge watch, available for 90 days. Again, 34 hours of cutting-edge theological, prophetic, and health-related content from Skywatch TV. We are honored to be a part of it, and we pray you take advantage of it. With Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and Josh Peck, I'm Derek Gilbert. We thank you for watching. This is Skywatch TV.